The U.S. President Barack Obama's controversial intervention into Britain's EU referendum debate has sparked outrage amongst leading Brexit campaigners. Scores of figures and institutions say that Obama's pro-EU stance is an attack on British democracy and sovereignty. London Mayor Boris Johnson and the UK Justice Minister Dominic Raab were among those who criticized Obama. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and top EU officials are due in Turkey to promote a controversial refugee deal recently signed between Brussels and Ankara. Merkel, along with European Council President Donald Tusk and the EU Commission Vice President, will meet Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu at a refugee camp on the Turkish-Syrian border. With Yemen peace talks underway in Kuwait, Saudi warplanes continue to target the war-torn country. In their latest attack, Saudi jets carried out three airstrikes in the southern province of Taiz. Earlier, at least four civilians, including a child, were killed in Baida province. Russia downplays the significance of Saudi-backed Syrian opposition's departure from Geneva peace talks. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused the so-called High Negotiations Committee of not being serious in the talks, adding that they are only seeking to please their sponsors. Lavrov likened some of the opposition groups to Daesh terrorists. French police clash with protesters who were angry with the government's proposed labor reforms. Police used tear gas to disperse the angry demonstrators. A police vehicle was torched during the clashes. 12 protesters were detained, and opponents are arguing that the new reforms will worsen the working conditions and increase unemployment rate. As Britain is celebrating the 90th birthday of Queen Elizabeth, media reports indicate that the House of Windsor is the most expensive monarchy throughout Europe. Official figures show that the monarchy costs Britain some £40 million a year, but a pro-Republican group says that the real cost is eight times higher. Two shooting incidents in the northeastern U.S. state of Georgia claimed the lives of five people. Three of the victims were shot in the location, and two others were killed about a mile away in the city of Appling. Police have linked the two shootings, saying the gunman is still at large.